For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A major federally mandated study on climate change indicates humans are responsible for the Earth's warming. David Easterling with NOAA tells reporters.
Earth's climate will continue to change over the century and beyond. After mid-century, how much the climate changes will depend primarily on global emissions of greenhouse gases and on the response of the Earth's climate system to this human-induced warming.
The report finds that climate change is expected to interrupt the way people live day-to-day as it ravages infrastructure, impacts human health, poses challenges to the global economy, and threatens the world's energy supply. A large portion of the Midwestern plains will be hit with a blizzard this weekend, just as people are making their way back from Thanksgiving break. NOAA weather forecaster David Roth.
Portions of I-80 that go through the Rockies, as well as across northern Illinois and eastern Iowa at the very least. It seems to be the most impacted major route.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Conservative author Jerome Corsi, an associate of Donald Trump friend Roger Stone, is in plea negotiations with special counsel Robert Mueller's office. Washington Post reporter Josh Dossi tells CNN.
We have not heard extensive conversations about Corsi other than to say his email exchanges with him did not show any foreknowledge that would be criminal.
According to ABC, the special counsel has evidence that suggests Corsi may have had advance knowledge that the email account of Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta had been hacked and that WikiLeaks had obtained a trove of damning emails from it. Fox News reports the Department of Justice is asking the Supreme Court quickly hear cases regarding President Trump's ban on certain transgender individuals joining the military. The DOJ is asking the nation's highest court to take up three cases on the matter. Members of the Navy will be able to get more sleep while out to sea under a new policy. The Virginian Pilot reports sailors working on aircraft carriers will be allowed 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep, that following two fatal ship collisions that killed 17 crew members in the Pacific Ocean last year. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Virginia Democrat and Senate Intelligence Committee member Mark Warner wants protection for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigations of the Trump campaign's alleged links to Russia. In the Democratic Weekly Address, Warner says, while President Trump calls it a witch hunt, the facts suggest otherwise.
That list of guilty pleas include the campaign manager of the Trump campaign, the deputy campaign manager, a campaign foreign policy advisor, and the president's former national security advisor. This is no witch hunt.
President Trump's reluctance to say Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Salman ordered the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi out of concern of harming U.S. arms sales to the country isn't sitting well with members of Congress, among them Senate Armed Services Committee member Jack Reed, who told CNN.
He can't look at the intelligence reports in a detached, objective way, make a conclusion, and then introduce evidence and introduce policies to affect a better outcome. He seems to be a captive of the Saudis, actually.
The mayor of Tijuana declares a humanitarian crisis in his border city, and he's asking the United Nations for aid to deal with the approximately 5,000 Central American migrants who have arrived in the city. CBS reports the Mexican federal government has provided little assistance, and the mayor says he's not going to commit the city's public resources in dealing with the situation. Page 6 reports it's confirmed that Megyn Kelly is close to finalizing a $30 million exit from NBC. Kelly was dumped from her slot on Today last month after questioning why it's racist to wear blackface for Halloween. Page 6 reports NBC owner Comcast will make the payout to get the dispute over with. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.